From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tuberculosis kills 1.5 million people each year. A new World Health Organization report says there's been little progress in reducing the number of cases or deaths, and that's mainly because of the spread of HIV, making people vulnerable to TB. There are drugs to treat tuberculosis. The problem for many people is getting reliable access to them. One country that is making progress is Bangladesh. Its teeming cities and crowded rural areas would normally be a perfect environment for TB, which is spread by coughing and spitting. Fred DeSam-Lazaro has this report on what Bangladesh is doing right.
Each year, about 300,000 Bangladeshis develop active TB. Most will never reach a hospital or see a doctor. Instead, almost all of them will wind up in places like this dingy building called a cough collection center. Sputum samples are collected, numbered, and later tested for tuberculosis bacteria. It can sound, well, pretty disgusting to the unknowing ear, but this is the sound of one of the world's most successful campaigns to curb tuberculosis.
Detection rate is 90%, and cure rate is more than 95%.
3.5 decades ago, Fazal Abed founded a grassroots organization to tackle this country's entrenched poverty and illiteracy called the Bangladesh Rural Advancement Committee, or BRAC. Today, with grants from international donors, BRAC runs most of the country's TB control program.
The treatment still is quite good in the sense that, you know, efficacious treatment is available and people can get well.
The challenge is finding those infected people, especially in rural areas, and getting them on and keeping them on the antibiotic treatment. That's where the Rural Advancement Committee fits in. Over the years, it's built a vast network of local associations or committees for various development and work programs. BRAC had a ready army of people like Amina Tiwari, who were trained to look for people with symptoms like anemia, fever, chills, persistent coughing, things that may suggest TB.
If anyone has symptoms for 3 weeks, I give them a cup for collection or I take them to the cough collection center.
Today, this 50-year-old widow is one of 70,000 women at the front lines of a methodical health surveillance campaign. Every morning after breakfast, she sets out to visit and check up on 15 neighboring families. Tiwari has a sixth-grade education and a few days of training from the TB program to be a village health worker. She's the closest most of her neighbors will come to seeing a doctor or pharmacist. She carries a notebook to keep track of her visits and also a bag with various everyday drugs like painkillers and rehydration salts, which she dispensed in one home. She's allowed to sell these for a much-needed source of income in the extended quarters she shares with a son and daughter-in-law on whom she'd otherwise be dependent.
Now I have some of my own earnings. It's very important. I can give some money to my sons, to their families, for my grandchildren.
On her route, Tiwari saw a gaunt 50-something woman she'd been admonishing for some time. "I don't have any appetite," the woman complained. "I've told you numerous times," Tiwari scolded. "Get tested." She handed her 2 specimen cups and promised to take her to the cough collection center. Typically, about 1 in 10 suspected cases turns out positive for TB. From these patients, the program will collect the equivalent of $5 and begin a 6-month antibiotic regimen. The medicines are given not to the patient, but to the health volunteer to ensure compliance with the prescription.
In most cases, what happens is that after 1 month of drug taking, the patient feels quite okay, normal, and then he gives up. And nobody is following up with the patient.
That incomplete course of antibiotics is a recipe for new drug-resistant strains of TB that are much harder to contain. A recent World Health Organization report found an alarming rise of multi-drug-resistant TB in many countries, particularly those of the former Soviet Union and China. So every day, patients like Bashanti Tiwari show up at Amina Tiwari's house. They're not related. Bashanti is 3 months into her treatment. Amina Tiwari will hand her patient every single pill in the 6-month prescription and watch it go down. What keeps patients coming back even when they feel better? They'll get their $5 back. It doesn't seem like a lot, but by this country's per capita income, that's 2.5 days' wages. and the tuberculosis initiative has opened the door to other public health problems. On her daily rounds, for example, Amina Tiwari also prods mothers to immunize their kids. Today, 80% of Bangladeshi children are up to date on their shots, including a vaccine to prevent TB, a disease that program officials say just could be eradicated from Bangladesh in the next 10 to 15 years. For NPR News, I'm Fred DeSam-Lazaro.
Fred DeSam-Lazaro directs the Project for Undertold Stories at St. John's University in Minnesota. His story is a co-production of NPR and The NewsHour on PBS.